Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We've got our good friend Rob Jollis back on the show, folks. Rob is a longtime member, 12-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of a number of books, including the classic Customer-Centered Selling, and also Mental Agility and other books that he has written. And he's here to talk to us about a very interesting topic. Rob Jollis, welcome back.
Great to be here.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you, sir.
It's a dream come true for you, isn't it?
I just couldn't sleep last night. Tossing and turning.
Hey, Rob, one of the things that I know you want to talk about today is something that anybody who's ever done any public speaking, especially to a business group, has experienced. And that's, the comedians call them hecklers, right?
Right.
And I don't know if we call them hecklers in public speaking, but they're people who decide that they, for whatever reason, there are a number of different kinds. I can help you identify some of the different kinds if you want. But they decide that they want to commandeer your speech, right?
Right. And you know, Jim, we don't call them hecklers. I'll tell you why. Because if I were a comedian and I had a heckler, and I say this kindly, I would verbally cut him down at the knees and be cheered by the crowd.
Right.
Unfortunately, in a corporate environment,
right.
If I do that, and I have the ability to do it, if I do it, I turn that audience against me. If
right.
I'm doing stand-up comedy, I bring that audience with me. So
right.
I can't look at that
mm-hmm.
as a heckler, but that's what they're doing. They're heckling.
Right, the same thing. And so give us an example of how that happens.
Okay. Well, a lot of times when you get somebody, we're going to rename that a sniper.
Right.
Rather than a
okay.
heckler.
All
but
right.
a sniper hides behind the audience. They kind of, they are very innocent, and they'll say things, they'll put up their hand and say, Jim, and I don't mean any offense by it,
right.
but I'm just curious when we're going to get at the information that will actually help us this year, because as you know, this process changes year by year. And again, no offense, but are you going to get to the part that will be helpful soon?
Or
now, call that a sniper attack.
Right. Or they are someone who thinks that they're funny and they want to make a joke. That's another
yeah.
example of a sniper.
Yeah.
Another example would be someone who, I call them frustrated speakers. They're in the crowd. They're a little bit confused about why they weren't invited to speak instead of you. And they feel like they need to let the audience know that they actually know as much as you do.
Well, you hit it right on the head. They're usually opinion leaders, and they're threatened by you. And no offense, you know, I'm actually going to protect the sniper for a second. I don't think people wake up saying, I can't wait to ruin Jim's presentation. I think sometimes
I do think some of them, though, show up knowing that they're going to because they need the audience to know that they could have been invited to do this just as much as you could have been.
Right, but remember what we're talking about. We've got somebody who feels they should have been the one. I got the motivation, but why don't we as speakers remember that before we bring our message forward, seeing as they don't come in with an S on their sweater, why don't we remember that I don't know where a sniper might be, but
right.
if I set up my message and tell people what's in it for them, who I am, why I'm
mm-hmm.
here, what they can expect out of me, and really lay out the presentation, and then intelligently, and that's what I hope we're going to talk about soon, intelligently potentially use that sniper, or at least neutralize them,
mm-hmm.
we can keep that activity from being big. But if we try and beat down a sniper, if we try
right.
and beat down somebody who thinks they should have been the one, that's how we create a sniper.
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to somebody
yep.
who wants
you
to talk.
You legitimize them. All right, go ahead. How do you deal with that?
Okay. Well, the first thing I want to tell you is, and it's important. We're going to go four steps, so we're going to go through some commercials here. But the first one I want people to hear is remember, the first one's free. Write it down on a piece of paper, because a lot of times we come into town and we're ready for Charlie, and we're ready for Hank or Mary, who we've heard about or we see this activity, bang, we come out of the gate with a tried and true technique, when in fact it may have just been a comment that sort of wasn't meant to be aggressive. It just sort of came out that way. And I see too often speakers immediately go to their bag of tricks. You know what? It takes guts to stand up in front of a room. You take that first one right on the chin. You respectfully rename whatever it is, and you keep rolling. And what you're doing is you're getting the audience to say, that guy's courageous. Larry over there is an idiot. We know that.
Well,
and I'm already impressed with you.
And what I actually have done is, especially if they were aggressive but had some kind of a sincere request or question or a comment, I would say, sir, what's your name again? Bob. I say, Bob, that was an excellent question. Ladies and gentlemen, give Bob a hand. Wasn't that a great job? I'll get the audience to give him a hand.
Sure.
Hold on to that thought.
I mean. We're not
right back,
threat,
right back with Rob. That one's for free, folks. The next one's going to cost you $22. We'll be right back with Rob Jolliss.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.